哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all, fellow brothers and sisters.
虽然外头天气不是很好。
Even though the weather outside isn't good.
感谢主带领我们大家也能够到神的会堂里面一起来敬拜他。
I thank the guidance of God that we can all come here to worship in this church.
昨天晚上跟大家分享过这个提摩太前书的这个基本的结构。
Last night I talked about the basic outline of the letter of 1 Timothy.
我们如果以提摩太前书三章十五节做它的中心经文的时候，
If we use 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 as the central theme.
那这里是谈到永生神的家。
Here we can see that the theme then would be the
house of
the eternal God,
指着神的教会，
which is the church.
我们黑板上面有昨天画过的简单的图表。
If you look on the board, you will see the basic outline that we drew out last night.
从这个角度跟它的主轴路线，我们可以得到这样的一个学习哈。
We can glean the following by looking at this outline.
就是第一章到第三章谈在永生神的教会怎么做。
Chapters 1 to 3 talks about the actions we ought to take in the church of the eternal God.
第一章就讲到在神的教会要行真理的爱。
Chapter 1 talks about the need for us to practice the love according to the truth.
那第二章就讲教会中的侍奉。
Chapter 2 talks about our servitude within the church.
第三章就讲要做好职分。
Chapter 3 talks about the qualities of church workers.
第四章到第六章。
If we look at chapters 4 to 6,
这里就谈到在永生神教会要做什么样的人。
Talks about what kind of people we should be within the church.
第四章讲要做一个好执事啊。
Chapter 4 talks about being a good servant.
那第五章要做好工人。
And chapter 5, good worker.
那第六章是讲要做好仆人啊。
Chapter 6 talks about being a good servant as well.
所以我们根据这个中心主轴就可以把提摩太前书六章有这样的一个认识啊。
Then, by looking at these, the outline in this way, we can have a better understanding of this book.
初期教会用书信来牧养教会啊。
In the apostolic church, the use of letters to as a form of ministry is quite common.
这个在当时来讲是一个很大的特色。
This is a major characteristic of that time.
当时电信也不方便，交通也不方便。
At that time, the technology of the delivery and transportation is still quite primitive.
所以那个书信写到教会个人的时候
，So when a letter is written to a particular church.
在那个地区的教会，他们就利用安息日，会把每一件书信轮流来宣读啊。
During the weekly services, the letters will be read out loud for the members to hear.
所以在当时，写书信就成为牧养教会的一个很重要的工作之一。
So the work of writing letters to church was a very important work within the ministry.
这个时候我们就可以进一步的了解。
And if we understand this, then we can have a deeper understanding of the following.
也就是说，新约圣经总共有27卷。
If we look at the New Testament, it has 27 books.
有22卷是用书信的题材来写的。
22 of them are written in the format of a letter.
里头有保罗书信。
within these books, there are the letters of Paul.
还有一般书信,
and general letters as well.
还有预言书信就是启示录,
as well as a letter of prophecy, which was Revelation.
当我们这样明白的时候,你就会知道为什么新约圣经占大多数都是以书信的题材来写这个经卷啊。
You can understand why many of the New Testament books were written in the form of letters.
那我们现在来看那个第一章。
Now let's look at chapter 1.
在永生神的教会, 就是要来行真理的爱啊。
Within the Church of the Eternal God, an important deed for us to perform is acts of love.
我们第一章可以分作几个段落。
We can divide chapter 1 itself into a couple of sections.
第一个段落就是前言,一章的一节二节。
The first section from verses 1 to 2 is the greeting, introduction.
在这里保罗他特别提到说, 奉我们救主神, 这样的说法来发这个信了。
In verse 1, we can see that Paul wrote this letter by the commandment of God.
书信的题材前头常常会这样讲。
And this phrase can be found in many of his letters.
然后会写那个写信的这个对象。
It will also address the party that this letter is intended for.
而且在这个开头也会有先来说一些祝福的话啊。
And then it's followed by a couple of words of blessing.
那第二段是3节到11节。
Second section is from verse 3 to verse 11.
这里就是谈着爱是命令的总纲。
It talks about how love is the basis of the commandments.
这个记载在5节。
It is mentioned in verse 5.
爱是命令的总纲。
Love is the purpose of the commandment.
这个是在所有的爱里面的一个最圣洁，而且是最完善的一个爱的生活了哈。
And this is the demonstration of love within our lives.
我们一起来看哥林多前书13章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书13章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
13章的第6节。
Chapter 13, verse 6.
第6节,这里说不喜欢不义。
Here it says that love does not rejoice in iniquity.
只喜欢真理。
But rejoice in the truth.
所以 13章谈到的这个爱啊。
So love is the central theme of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
这个爱是在12节最后一句话说是最奇妙的道。
In verse 12 is 是在那十二节吗? It talks about
12章的31节。
It talks about how love is the most excellent, more excellent way.
这个最奇妙的道。
It's the most excellent way.
也是所有恩赐里面最大的恩赐。
And it's the greatest of all gifts.
哥林多前书12章到14章是谈属灵的恩赐。
In chapters 12 and 13, it talks about various spiritual gifts.
12章到14章是谈属灵的恩赐。
Chapters 12 to 14 talks about spiritual gifts.
那这个属灵的恩赐最大就是爱。
And the greatest of the gifts is love.
12章的那个27节有谈到9种恩赐。
In chapter 12, it talks about 9 different gifts.
但是最大的恩赐,13章记载,是爱。
But the greatest gift is mentioned in chapter 13, which is love.
在13章的前面几节啊,
If you look at the first few verses of chapter 13,
没有爱就不能怎样啊,
It talks about what will happen.
你有再多的语言能力、专业知识，没有爱，你也是空的。
Regardless how much other talents you have, you don't have love, it's all in vain.
你就算有先知、讲道能力、各方面的恩赐，没有爱也是空的。
Even you have the gifts of prophecy and preaching, but you don't have love, it's all meaningless.
所以可见这个爱的重要性。
So we can see the importance of love here.
它必须要属于真理的。
That love must be according to the truth.
离开这个真理的原则范围内，这就不是真理的爱了。
If your love stray from the principles of the truth, it is not true love at all.
爱里面有很多内容。
There are many facets to love.
有夫妻的爱。
The spousal love.
家里人的爱。
Familial love.
同学的爱。
And brotherly love.
有这个朋友之间的爱。
And love among friends.
有同事之间的爱。
Love among coworkers.
可是在这个里面最好的准则就是真理的爱。
But the greatest kind of love is love that's according to the truth.
我们再来看马太福音的二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
二十二章我们来看三十四节到四十节。
Let's read from verse 34 to 40.
三十四节。说这边有一个律法师来问耶稣。
This passage talks about how a Pharisee asks a question to Jesus.
说这个到底是哪一条诫命最大？
He asks Jesus, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
耶稣就回答爱神。
Jesus' reply was,
其次就是爱人。
Which also means loving men.
说这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
And Jesus concludes by saying that all the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
所有旧约里面，因为这里讲到律法跟先知指旧约圣经，一切道理的总纲就是爱。
The law and the prophets refer to the content of the Old Testament and all. All the Old Testament is based on the commandment to love God and men.
所以从耶稣讲的话，
So we look at what Jesus said here.
我们更能够了解啊。
We can come to a better understanding.
命令的总归就是爱，绝对没错。
That the purpose of the commandments is to love.
对。那可是在三章五节里面呢？
But if we look at Chapter 3, verse 5.
他这里有谈到说这个爱是从三个方面生出来的。
It talks about how there are three sources of
love. 第一个是从清洁的心。
The first is a pure heart.
我们现在回到提摩太前书三章五节啊，一章五节了。
We're back.Looking at First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
我们这个是做主轴了，我们讲来讲就会回来这里。请你翻译啊，你不要停啊。
So we'll be continually referring to this.
这里讲啊，那个爱要从三个方面产生出来。
That there are three sources to love.
第一个就是要从清洁的，心哈。
The first is a pure heart.
第二个是从无愧的良心。
Second is a good conscience.
第三个是从无伪的信心产生出来。
Third is a sincere faith.
那其实这也是爱心增长的一个三个必要条件。
These are also three criteria for love to grow.
这三个产生的方式，产生爱的方式啊。
These are the three things that allow us to love.
是基本的爱心增长的三个必要条件。
They're the three requirements for us to have love.
三个必要条件。
Three requirements.
清洁的心啊。
And first is a pure heart.
是沿着旧约里头的观念。
And This comes from the Old Testament.
我们请看这个诗篇二十四篇。
Turn to Psalm 24.
诗篇的二十四篇。
Psalm 24.
第三节第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
二十四篇的第三节第四节
Psalm 24 verse 3 and 4
在这里有讲到
It refers here
说谁能登神的山呢
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord
谁能站在他的圣所呢
Who may stand in his holy place
就是守节心清的人呢
He who has clean hands and a pure heart
所以一个守心清洁的人呢、啊，他能够站在神的山、神的圣所里面。
Whoever has clean hands and pure hearts will be able to stand on the hill of the Lord.
这个爱要从这样的一个学习里面产生出来的。
And this, we have to learn this in order to have love.
我们来看那个诗篇七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇的七十三篇第一节
Psalm 73 verse 1
七十三篇第一节
Psalm 73 verse 1
这里说神实在恩待以色列 那些清心的人呢
Here it says Truly God is good to Israel to such as are pure in heart
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们了
So here it clearly tells us,
神喜欢那个清洁的心的人呢
that God is good to those who are pure in heart.
当我们做到这样，其实就是爱神的一个表现了。
When we have this purity in heart, then we are acting out in love.
有时候人跟人之间相处很不清新了。
A lot of times we do not have pure motives when interacting with others.
哎，这个话语的后面有什么？有时候蛮复杂的。
When we say something, there are deeper meanings that we hide to ourselves.
哎，然后跟着外表的行为动作，有时候让人家觉得很不清洁啊。
And we do not always do things that we truly mean to, and that is a detriment to our love toward others.
不清洁，不单纯了，就很难产生一个真正的爱哈。
When love does not come from a pure and simple motive, it is hard to grow.
我们来看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's look at what Jesus said.
请看马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里说清心的人有福了。
He says, blessed are the pure in heart.
因为他们必得见神。
For they shall see God.
所以我们看到清洁的心可以得见神呢。
So we can see that those who are pure in heart will be able to see God.
这个就是真理的爱哈，第一个必要条件了。
This is the first criteria for us to be able to love and truth.
我们再来看从无愧的良心里面产生出来的爱。
Now let's look at love that comes from a good conscience.
就无愧的良心，就字面的意思啊，就是讲好的良心了。
A good conscience is one that is without fault, that is good.
在其他经文里面，他用另外的说法来解释了哈。
There are other versions of the Bible that explain it in another way.
我们请看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第二章的十五节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节说这是显出律法的功用刻在人的心里面
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts
他们是非之心同作见证
Their conscience also bearing witness
这里谈到是非之心
Here it mentions the word conscience
这句话跟提摩太前书一章五节讲的无愧的良心是同样的字义的
It is the same conscience that we see in chapter 1, verse 5.
然后才能够判别是非。
And then we'll be able to...
所以无愧的良心就是你要具备有 分别善恶的是非之心。
So to have a good conscience is to be able to judge what is right and wrong.
你连是非之心都不会分了，请问你真理的爱是哪里来的？
If you are unable to discern between good and wrong, then how can you have love?
是就是，不是就不是。
What is right should be right, and what is wrong should be wrong.
若再多说，就是出于那恶者魔鬼了。
Anything beyond that comes from the evil one.
水的时间到了哈。
Please turn your alarm.
这个这个无愧的良心呢、啊、
It talks about good conscience.
你必须用真理来去衡量它。
And this good conscience must be weighed according to the truth.
尤其在教会的事物里面，包括人事。
Especially when it comes to matters of servitude within the church.
你不能用人之间的情感来胜过神的真理。
You cannot supersede the truth of God with the emotional thinkings of men.
我们两个感情很好。
Even if we have good relationship,
结成一个小团体在教会里面。
And you form your own group within the church.
你这几个人不要随便玩教会的事物。
You cannot.Arbitrarily judge the matters of the church.
你玩超过圣经的原则，这个是很危险的事情。
Because if you judge beyond the truth of the Bible, you can go into dangerous territory.
有些人现在很热心。
There are some people who are very zealous for the Lord.
但是过了几年后，我们发现，哎，他离开道理了。
But a few years, we realize that they are departed from the truth.
没有人敢说我自己站立得稳了。
And they realize they cannot stand firm.
所以人的变化。不能代表永恒真理啊。
So, the changes brought about by people cannot supersede the truth.
有些人结婚会离婚啊。
When people get married, some later divorce.
有些人上班他可以随时换工作啊。
When some people go to work, they constantly switch jobs.
是很多事情，人世间的事情不是永恒的真理啊。
So, many things that pertain to men cannot stay
constant.自己的需要、家庭的需要、社会生存的结构会产生变化。
Rather, they change according to individual and societal needs.
所以，你的眼光焦点一定要放在耶稣基督和他的道理上面。
So you must place your eyes on Jesus Christ and His truth.
你才能够坚固自己，然后帮助别人。
Only then can you strengthen yourself and help others.
所以，这个无愧的良心一定要具备。
So this is what.It means for us to have a good conscience.
你有机会训诫众人的时候，
When you had a chance to look at other people,
本着圣经的教导和要求对待，
We should treat them according to the teachings of the Bible.
但是如果问题出在你家里人和亲戚身上，你也是用同样的标准来对待，千万你道理不能转弯了。
And when we judge other people like closer to us, like families and friends, we cannot bend the truth of the Bible to make our judgments.
有些人没有注意啊，在教会里面啊。
Some people do not take heed of this.
外面的事情我们不谈了，大家都是有很容易同流合污嘛，哈。同流合污就是很容易啊。这个、
It's easy for people to do bad things to get on the outside.
就是、啊、在不好的事情、啊、合作。
It's easy to cooperate when doing bad things.
可是在神的教会不能这样玩了。
But we cannot do this type of things within the church.
神都在看、哦、
Because God's watching.
一定要具备无愧的良心。
And so we must have a good conscience.
也就是要有是非之心。
Which is the ability to discern between right and wrong.
你付出爱的行动才叫做真理的爱。
If you act according to love, this is the truth according to love.
我们再来看呢，爱真理的爱产生的第三个是从无伪的信心。
Let's look at the third source of love, which is a sincere faith.
谈到这个无伪的信心呢
？When you talk about a sincere faith，
这里在希腊原文里面呢
？If we look at the original Greek text，
它有一个动词啊，叫做戴面具啊。
There is an active verb。
动词的意思叫戴面具啊。
The meaning of this word actually is to have a mask.
那这个动词也可以翻译成扮演伪装。
Which also can also mean to pretend.
它前面一个否定词加在一起啊。
And it has a negative in front of it.
在英文的解释叫做伪君子，这个字就变成伪君子。
And in English, this was the not having a mask is translated as sincere.
那在另外一个字，它的字源的相同的一个字啊。
And this another word that is similar to this.
在英文里面，它就造成复合字，然后再产生更清楚的一种意思。
In the original text, the two adjectives combine together to make a clear meaning.
它的意思是什么呢
？What is the meaning？
哎，我们来看那个罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
十二章第九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
罗马书的十二章第九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
第九节
Verse 9
爱人不可虚假
Let love be without hypocrisy
所以这个复合字谈到后来就是讲无伪的信心就是不可虚假的意思、啊、
So to be sincere is to not be hypocritical
我们的信心不可以存虚假、啊、
Our faith cannot contain hypocrisy
我们把这个真理的爱产生的三个必要条件跟大家做这样的一个分析、啊、
So let's discuss these three elements that make up love
所以这样子我们就可以了解原来这个真理的爱它是要从这三方面建立然后培养出来的、啊
You can understand that in order to have love that is according to the truth, do we need to have these three elements and cultivate them to make our love stronger?
那这里在中文圣经哈有谈到哈。
If we look at the Chinese translation in the Bible,、哎、
我们在这里看到说不，在第三节说不可传异教。
第三节。
我们回到提摩太前书一章了哈。
一章第三节、
题目在前书一章第三节、啊、
对 it says in verse 3 it talks about a greeting grace to you and peace from God
如果事先有读它会比较清楚在哪里了所以可能要稍微看一下会比较好一点传异教是一种是一种跟他们所接受的教育完全不同的东西了哈。
If we can see that that the people who preach false teachings，
所以教牧书信里面谈到的这个提到的这个敌手啊
，We talk in pastoral letters it talks about our enemy，
不是讲诺斯底教派哦。
It's not necessarily talking about the Gnostics.
而是讲犹太人或担任律法教师的这个犹太人基督徒。
Right, it's talking about formerly Jewish members who are now Christians.
因为他们主张这个独身啊，禁欲了哈。
Because they had the teachings that the Jewish race is special among all human beings.
声称复活的事已经过去了。
But these type of thoughts have already passed away.
尤其这个妇女的影响也是一个很大的一个事情了哈。
And it's also a significant influence of women.
因为在当时啊，这个有关妇女解放的教导已经有这种概念存在了。
Because there are already teachings of feminism arising during that time.
那再来提，其中有谈到那个家谱这个字。
Yeah, it talks in verse 3 talks about forefathers.
说保罗希望这些教法师啊，不要传异教，也不要听信荒谬的话，甚至无穷的家谱了哈。
Paul wanted people not to teach about genealogies.
这个家谱啊，在被掳后的犹太教里面呢、啊。
After the Israelites were exiled and returned.
他家谱世系的研究成为当时这个犹太人呢、啊，跟犹太基督徒很重视的一个事情呢。
It became a very central part of the teachings among the Jews.
然后我们再看到这个，在第四节里面呢、啊、
，We look at verse 4，
说产生的辩论哈。
Talks about disputes that arose.
这里说并不发明神在信上所立的章程啊
，which is not according to godly edification, which is in faith.
这个信是指信心的、啊、哈。
Faith refers to the belief.
它是讲到后来，我们可以直接讲是真道哈、
啊、，which is the truth.
所以意思就是说，不做出神在真道上。所立的章程哈，不跟这个违背了哈。
This is referring to people doing things that are not according to the truth.
章程在原文字里面是讲训诫，
训诫，
就神的话的这种教训哦，训诫。
So these are not according to the teachings of God.
也可以讲成管家的职分。
And they.They are not being good custodians of the truth.
我们今天要赶三章啊，可能不能太慢了，可能在时间内赶不完了。那
running a little short on time here.
那我们在这里看到哈，它整个在爱的命令总纲里面哈。
If we look at the purpose of the commandment and purpose of love,
保罗特别提到这个有关律法的功用。
Paul specially talked about the purpose of the law.
说律法不是为义人而设立的哈。
That the law was not established for righteous people.
是为不法的人、不服的人、不虔诚的人、犯罪的人设立的。
But for the insubordinate, the lawless, and the ungodly.
也为不圣洁、恋世俗、弑父母、行淫乱、亲男色、抢龙口、说谎的人、敌正道的人来设立的。
For sinners, unholy, profane, murderers, appearance of a manslayer.
因为当时教会里面有这种异端，有这些现象。
Because there were corrupt teachings.False teachings when the church that went against us.
所以保罗特别提到教会的永生神的家要行真理的爱。
So Paul talked about the need for the church of the living God to perform.
那我们再来看第二段，第三段哈。
Let's look at verse
12-17.
Verse 12-17.
这里讲啊，蒙主的恩典了哈。
It talks about the grace of God.
在十二节，保罗很清楚说，感谢那加给我力量的耶稣基督。
Verse 12 says, I thank Jesus Christ, Jesus our Lord.
说派他服侍神，因为他有忠心了。
Because he counts to him as faithful, putting him into the ministry.
保罗很清楚啊。
Paul understood very well.
他知道要学习怎么忠心才能够服侍神啊。
The need for him to be faithful in order to serve God.
这个忠心啊，他要超越我们眼前的物质的世界啊。
And this loyalty and faithfulness toward God must transcend.
不是你自己讲忠心就算了，不是，要按照圣经的标准，神的认定为主啊。
Faithfulness is not just lip service, but to act according to the truth of God.
那我们忠心有三个方面了，真的要注意啊。
The three things we need to be watchful for when we discuss about faithfulness.
第一个就是讲在服侍神的一个你内心的忠诚度。
First, it's the amount of faithfulness we have toward God in our hearts.
忠诚度 loyal 那个忠诚度。
We need to understand how loyal we are toward God.
因为那个是跟我们的心智有关系。
Because it impacts the attitude we have.
你具备这个服侍的信仰的忠诚度啊。你可以面对很多事情的。
Depending on the degree of loyalty you have, you will be, can be able to face a lot of things.
在这里啊，这个耶稣基督曾经也这样讲过。
Jesus Christ once said.
在马太福音的25:23。
In Matthew chapter 25:23。
这里说，你如果是一个在不多的事情上面忠心呐。
That you are faithful in the little things.
那你在许多的事情就能够忠心。
You will be faithful in great things.
也就是说，在小事上面你忠心。
Which is saying that if you are faithful over a few things,
那你在大事重要的事情上更加忠心。
You also be faithful in many things.
因为神在衡量人啊，他不会偏待人啊。
Because God shows no partiality in judgment, judging people.
我们现在的人都很注意那个世界的那种丰富。
There are a lot of people today who emphasize on the wealth and riches of this world.
比较没有注意让属灵生命内涵的一种丰富。
And not the riches of spiritual lives.
所以讲话了什么都以外面的条件在量啊。
So when they talk, they judge things according to the.
如果神的国度都用外面的世界物质条件来量，那你说那个乞丐的、贫穷的怎么办？进不了神的国。
If we try to judge a person's eligibility to go into heaven by the ways of this world, then how can the kingdom of God be open for beggars and the poor?
所以我们在忙碌追求这世界的当中，我们要想一想，我们真正属灵内在的这种本质是什么，我们不能忘记啊。
So when we are in the midst of this world, we cannot forget about our true spiritual standards.
有很多时候啊，我们必须要有一个智慧和能力来去分辨啊。
Because a lot of times we need to have wisdom in order to understand this.
在这部分呢，我们看到那个摩西跟耶稣亚那种忠心的忠诚度，当作一种恩赐来传承啊。
If we look at the degree of loyalty that Moses and Joshua display, we can understand what it means to be a faithful servant.
神在做一个大工程。
Because God's put.
他选用两个人来领导以色列百姓出埃及，走旷野进迦南。
He chose only these two people to lead the Israelites out of Egypt and into Canaan.
就是摩西，兼着就是耶稣亚。
It began with Moses and ended with Joshua.
他们都有一个很好的特色。
They all possess one good characteristic.
神怎么吩咐摩西做，摩西就这样做。
We can see that whatever God commanded Moses, Moses did accordingly.
那摩西怎么吩咐耶稣亚，摩西就照样做。
Whatever,
这个耶稣亚就照样做。
Whatever Moses commanded Joshua, Joshua did accordingly.
他们总是很认真、很勇敢的，不懈怠。
They were courageous and they did not falter in their work.
讲起来很简单。
It's easy to say.
那做起来真的还真是不容易啊。
But it's harder to put into action.
我们每个人都有自己的包袱。
We all have our own baggages.
那这些包袱跟神的事，跟信仰的事，如果冲突，你怎么办
？If those baggages come into conflict with the truth of God, then what are we to do?
就在这个时候，你信仰的忠诚度啊，就会做一个很清楚的分辨了啊。
When we find ourselves in this conflict, then our degree of loyalty will determine which choice we make. We need to be loyal in our servitude.
就是要忠于 你所领受的职分。
And we need to be loyal toward the task that God has given us.
不管你的恩赐大小，
Regardless of how much talent God
gave you, 你从神所领受的职分，你要忠心。
You must be loyal in performing your talents.
不然这一点点职分你都做不好了，怎么谈到忠心服侍主啊？
You can't even perform well with the little talents you have, then how can you even be entrusted to bigger things?
我们来看历代志上十六章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 16.
历代志上的十六章。
First Chronicles chapter 16.
十六章的三十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 37.
三十七节，这里记载大卫派亚萨跟他的弟兄啊。在耶柜前常常侍奉神。
So he led Asaph and his brothers there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
这些人一日尽一日的职分来做哦。
Those people minister regularly.
这个就是忠于所领受的职分。
They were faithful to the task given to them.
在耶柜前，他的意思就是在神的面前呢。
Here, when it says before the Ark of the Covenant, means literally before God.
这里说常常服侍神。
It says that they serve God regularly.
就是把每一天的都做好，那长时间看了，你就是常常服侍神了。
They did their required work every day, and it builds up over time.
那保罗他这样说啊。
And Paul said the following.
要尊重你所领受的职分，不要被人给毁谤了。
You must be faithful to the task at hand and not let it falter.
凡事上要表明自己是神的用人，神的仆人呢。
In all things, you must demonstrate yourself to be a good servant of the Lord.
我们有一些人没有注意哦。
There's some people who were not watchful about this.
他很努力要得到这个职分。
They work hard to gain the status of a servant.
当他得到这个位置以后，他就开始摆官架子啊，不做事，只有嘴巴在那边动动动动。
But once they achieve it, then they serve only with their mouths and not their actions.
有时候这样子对圣工教会发展没有用。
Doing this is often detrimental to the growth of the church.
你领受职分呢、啊，其实应该就是做众人的仆人嘛。
Regardless of what status you have in the church, you are to be the servant of all.
在教会不能当作是地位的象征啊，这个身份的特殊不能这样子啊。
We cannot view the status within church as being similar to that social status.
所以不管领受在教会各种什么样圣工的安排，
So regardless of what task you are tasked with,
你要忠心于你领受的这个职分。
You must be loyal to the role that you are given.
你在服侍神的工作上面呢、啊，才会清楚。才有神的同在、
啊、
就如同彼得长老说的，你就可以成为神所赐百般恩赐的好管家。不然你站在这个位分、啊、你越看不出你可以胜任的地方在哪里、啊、那就很可惜啊。
Otherwise, you won't even be able to know what you are serving.
这个白占地图啊，这个也是不太好的一个现象啊。
And that is not a good sign.
保罗这部分做得非常好。
Paul did very well in this regard.
我们再来看这个第三个忠心服侍，主要要在哪里忠心呢？
Let's look at the third thing that we need to watch out for in terms of our faithfulness.
我们看那个哥林多前书第四章。哥林多前书的第四章，第四章的一节二节，一节二节啊，这里说我们成为基督的执事，然后成为神奥秘式的管家，
stewards of the mysteries of God.
在这里讲奥秘师是指福音和真理的管家哦。
The mystery here refers to the gospel and the truth of God.
那所求与管家的是什么
？So what are we stewards of?
要他有忠心。
We need to be faithful.
基督的执事，他翻出了也是管家的意思哦。执事，执事。
When here in translation is as servants, is also as stewards.
那要求他的是什么？站在真道、福音上面要忠心。
So what we need to do, we need to be faithful to the truth.
我们现在有一些人啊，创新做立一些什么不同的看法，以为这样很厉害，这很危险的事情啊。
There's some people who pride themselves in finding new new teachings within and claim that to be part of truth, and they are proud.
其实我们要讲到讲神的话，讲到神同工啊。
When we talk about having God abide with us in our work,
不是要用外面一些稀奇古怪的东西啊，来表示你自己很特别的地方。
We cannot proclaim ourselves to be special based on standards outside of the church.
而是你在讲神的话，神同工，圣灵运行。
Rather, we can only judge God's abiding with us by the work of the Holy
Spirit. 这个时候，我们就可以看到神大能的一种大能的作为啊。
Then we can see the great workings of God within us.
有一次啊，
There was one time,
在早上自己的祷告灵修的时候。
When I was having my daily morning cultivation,
我心里非常的烦躁。
I was troubled in the heart.
然后在祷告的时候，突然想到一件事情，我的心情啊，就如同那个大波浪，然后变成很静的湖水啊。
I thought of one thing, and this allowed my tumultuous heart to be calm.
想到什么事呢？
What did I think of?
想到大都会区的旁边一个大部落，去那边想出去走走传福音。那大家都上班了，怎么办？那信徒都上班了，难道没有事可以做了？还是有事的。
Even if all the other members are work, there's still things I can do.
结果我就想，哎，那不如找一个老执事，七十几岁了
哈。Now, how about if I bring along an elderly deacon with me?
啊，我打电话给他。
I gave him a call.
他跟我说：“好，传道，我跟你去。”
He said, "Very well, Pastor, I'll go with you."
他就开他那个轿车啊，那个我跟他说我来开，他说不用，他开好。
And he offered to drive me.
哇，还距离教会几百公尺，我就听到那个轿车的声音啊，真的很破旧哎。
And from far away, I can hear the sound of his car. It was a very old car.
啊，到了我的前面，我还真的没办法开，因为那个车一边跑还会抖啊，就。
And the car was so old that it shudders and shakes with every move.
只有他会开。
Only he knows how to tame it.
我们两个开了快一个小时，就到那个大部落去了。
We were able to reach this remote village after an hour of driving.
我问他说：“你这里有人认识吗？”
And I asked him, "Do you know people here?"
他说没有。
He said, "I don't."
我们两个的语言啊，跟这个部落语言完全不同。
And the local dialects were different from what we speak.
所以我们看到一个大户人家门开着，我们就到那个门口问：“我们可以进来吗
？”So when I saw a house with the front door open, I approached the house and asked, "Can we come in to join you guys?"
有一对老夫妻啊。
There was an old couple living in that house.
欢迎我们进来。
They welcome us in.
然后就跟他说：“我们是真主教的传道跟执事。”
We introduce ourselves as preachers and deacons of the True Jesus Church.
哎，就问他们，哎，你们有信什么宗教吗？他说有圣灵教。
And I asked, "Do you have a belief?" And they said, "Yes, we believe in the
Holy Church."
In the Holy Church.
我准备要谈圣灵的时候，他跟我说：“对不起，先等一下。”
When I was ready to talk about the Holy Spirit of the True Jesus Church, they say, "Hold on, as possible.
他说他甚至找他们的信徒，就叫二三十个过来了。
And he went and brought the other believers of his faith within the village.
原来在几十年前，日本有一个传道人传到台湾，就是建立这个圣灵教会。
Turns out that there was a pastor from Japan that preached this remote village prior to World War II and established the Church of the Holy Spirit.
他们知道要求圣灵，但是什么叫圣灵不知道。
They understood the concept of praying for the Holy Spirit, but did not know what the Holy Spirit is.
后来那个日本籍的传道人就回日本去，不再回来了。
Before they can understand this, this Japanese preacher had already gone back to Japan.
我们哪里知道有这么一个地方，有这么样的一个教派的信徒？我们不知道。
And none of us knew that there was this group of members of this particular faith.
这些信徒来啊，就跟我说，好了，你现在可以开始讲了。
And so once he had brought over all the other fellow believers of his faith, he said, okay, go ahead.
那我就开始奉主的名开始讲。
And so I began in the name of Jesus Christ.
我才讲七八分钟哎。
I only spoke for 7 and 8 minutes.
我讲圣灵的道理，就是跟我们一般在讲是一样的。
And I spoke the teachings of the Holy Spirit that I have typically said.
圣经怎么讲，我们就怎么讲，没有加别的自己的想法没有。
We spoke according to what's in the Bible. We did not add. We did not add
anything else. 正在讲的时候啊，我看到底下很多人在哭哎。
While I was speaking, I can see that there are many people bursting into tears.
我至少看到有三四个，他的舌头已经在转动，正在讲，他已经就得到圣灵了，就在那边灵眼处发声了。
You can see that some people, even while they're listening, were already beginning to speak in tongues as the Holy Spirit came upon them.
哇，底下哭得很惨。
Some people were.
翻译的执事也哭得很惨。
And the Deacon was translating for them, also crying.
然后我转过来要跟他叫他说不要哭，不然你翻译谁听懂啊？
And I said to him, please don't cry, otherwise how can you speak clearly to them?
我准备拍他的肩膀的时候，我自己也哭了。
But when I patted him on the shoulder,
我才知道原来神的灵运行在我们中间了。你很自然的感动的流出泪水来耶。
And I realized that all this crying was due to the fact that the Spirit of God was moving among us.
哇，整个内心啊，被圣灵的那种占满的感觉啊，非常的，到现在我都很难忘记啊。
And I felt like my heart was being filled up by the Holy Spirit. This is a feeling that's hard for me to forget.
真的是太奇妙了。
It's simply too miraculous.
我真的受不了啊。
It's something that you can't
contain
with your heart.
所以我就赶快说，不然我们就现在祷告，就讲。祷告方法很简单的。
Then I said, "How about we all kneel down and pray?" And I told them the way to pray.
他们跟着一起祷告。
And they did accordingly.
啊，我跟执事就按手。
And the deacon and I lay hands on them.
结果十几个得圣灵啊。
And the number of them received Holy Spirit. They were in the teens.
十几个。
They were in the teens.
对。那我们前前后后才十五分钟，全部。
From the beginning of the message to the end of prayer, it was only 15 minutes.
真的，忠心与神的真理讲，神就在中间。
But the fact that we spoke faithfully, loyally, by according to God's truth, we're able to accomplish this.
真的是太奇妙了。
This is simply miraculous.
这件事让我想起在哥林这个使徒行传第十章，哥尼流祷告看异象。
This reminded me of how Cornelius saw the vision in prayer in the book of Acts.
圣灵告诉他说你要差三个仆人到彼得的家去。
The Holy Spirit told Cornelius to welcome Peter and a couple of apostles into his house.
彼得刚好中午时间在阁楼祷告也看异象。
At the same time, Peter saw a vision while he was praying.
告诉他圣灵说你要跟着三个人去他主人的家。
And the Spirit of God told him to follow three visiting men to a person's house.
对，就这样子哈，我们看到这个圣灵的工作。
Just like that, we can see the work of the Holy Spirit here.
彼得正在讲到哥尼流家里人就得圣灵。
That even while Peter was still preaching, the Holy Spirit descended upon the Cornelius.
后来就奉耶稣基督的名为他们施洗。
And just like that, they were baptized into the name of Jesus.
所以圣经里面讲的事，发生的事， 如果我们忠心服侍，我们碰得到，真的碰得到了。
This teaches us that no matter how great it seems that the work of God is in the Bible, we can still experience it.
外面的工作经验带来做教会的事，当然就看不到。
If we try to serve with the mentality of the outside world, of course we can't see it.
你用外面的事、人事经验代替在教会服侍神的那种真理的绝对性的时候，就不是忠心服侍主啊。
When we try to serve according to the ways of the world, we are corrupting the truth and we're not being loyal to God.
所以这个真的是要效法保罗一样忠心服侍主啊。
So we need to learn from Paul.And be loyal in our service.
所以他一直觉得他蒙受主的恩惠很大。
So this is why Paul truly felt the grace of God.
所以他就在那个十七节这里唱出感动这个荣耀神的诗歌。
And so in verse 17, he gave out a wonderful praise.
他说：“但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王，独一真神。”
He says here, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God alone who is wise.
他谈到主的恩惠的时候啊，他就马上有这个很高亢的一个感动啊，在神面前呢。
Just by the mention of God's grace, Paul was greatly moved.
这个记载在提摩太前书一章十七节。
We can see this in chapter 1 verse 17.
他常常想到自己是罪人中的罪人呢。
He considered himself a sinner among sinners.
但是主的怜悯呢，让他能够做主的工作。
But the grace of God allowed him to perform this great work.
我们常常感谢主的时候，主啊，让我赚钱啊，让我好过。我们只停留在这里而已。
Oftentimes our thanksgiving to God only involves physical things.
没有想过说，我们应该尽多更多本分，进到神的里面，被他用的那种怜悯恩待的感动。
And we overlook the grace that allowed us to be considered His children in the first place.
再来最后一段了。
Let's look at the last section.
这里是讲劝勉要打美好的仗。
An encouragement to fight the good fight.
保罗说，我从前只做你的预言呐。
Here, according to prophecy,
将这个命令交给你啊。
I commit this charge to you.
如果就这一章来看。
So we look at the section here.
这个预言就是讲那个五节的那个真理的爱啊。
The prophecies previously made refers to verse 5.
你如果有真的内心有真理的爱，对神，对人。
That if we have true love toward God and men.
你就会打一场美好的仗，信仰的战争啊。
Then we will fight a victorious battle.
那这里记载有两个人呢、啊，在真道上如同破船一样。
He referred to two members that have shipwrecked faith.
因为他们没有长存信心。
Because they did not have a long-lasting faith.
也没有具备无愧的良心。
They did not have sincere faith or a good conscience.
所以他们在正道上面就是如同破船一样啊。
So they have shipwrecked themselves from the truth.
其中谈到两个许米莱跟亚历山大。
The names are Hymenaeus and Alexander.
保罗说我已经把他们交给撒旦了。
Paul said I had delivered them to Satan.
神的国跟魔鬼的世界是不可能两立的。
The kingdom of God and kingdom of Satan cannot be alike together.
我们只能选择神的国，就不能有魔鬼的世界了。
They cannot overlap. It's either the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan.
保罗不可能跟魔鬼有打交道。
Paul cannot have any relationship with Satan.
那这里就记载交给撒旦，其实保罗的意思就是任凭他们去吧。
When Paul mentioned being delivered to Satan, it means that he let them do as they please.
神，这个在罗马书第一章也谈到啊。
And a similar statement is made in Romans chapter 1.
那里有谈到三次神任凭人怎么样怎么样怎么样。
It talks about three times how God let men do as they please.
只要人一旦陷入这种软弱、这种情节，神就任凭他们去了。
Now once people fall into particular weaknesses, God.
所以保罗在这里任凭这两个人这样去了。
And so the same thing Paul did with these two men.
劝也不听了。
they had refused to listen to him.
所以他们就属于撒旦议会的人了。
Because of that, they are counted as among the troops of Satan.
将来被神严惩了，他们就不敢再谤读神的事哈。
And they, once they're punished by God, it's with the hope that they will not blaspheme anymore.
那这两个人呢、啊、
？Look at these two people.
到底有什么样的事情啊
？What can we see from here?
我们来看这个提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
17节。
Verse 17.
这里有谈到、哎、这些人讲的话如同毒、啊、越来越大。
It says here, their message was spread like cancer.
18节说他们偏离了正道。
Because they are straight concerning the truth.
说复活的事已过。
Saying that resurrection is
败坏好些人的信心。
And they overthrow the faith.
所以这里有讲到那个许米乃。
Hymenaeus is mentioned here again.
那后来又谈到亚历山大。
And later also mentioned Alexander in
2 Timothy. 我们看提摩太后书的四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4, 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书四章的14节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14.
说这里讲啊这个铜匠亚历山大多多的害我、啊。
He says Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm.
主必照他所行的报应他。
May the Lord repay him according to his works.
所以这两个人、啊、真的是破坏教会、危害神的仆人、啊、
So these two people were servants of God that had really wrecked heaven in the church.
因为他们心中没有真理的爱。
Because they had no love that's according to the truth.
在永生神的教会不行真理的爱，所以成为。很大的这个阻碍教会圣工的这个敌手啊
！They did not practice love in the church. As a result, they became enemies of the gospel.
好，我们再来看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter two.
第二章啊，这里是谈到在永生神的教会的侍奉。
Chapter two talks about servitude in the church of God.
第二章的一节到四节啊，一节到三节。
Verses 1-3.
这里是讲代祷的侍奉。
It talks about servitude in our prayers.
那这里有一句话说：“我劝你第一要紧，要为万人恳求祷告。”
By saying that, exhort first of all, that supplications be prayers be made.
在新约里面，特别有谈过第一要紧的事，有出现在几个地方啊。
And The phrase, first of all, appears several times in the New Testament.
有时间可以找找看、哦、那就知道教会最要紧要做什么事、哦、
Do a research on that, and you will find the most important matters within the church.
这个代祷的侍奉。
So we look at the servitude of prayer.
哎，它这个有三个好处哦。
There are three benefits to it.
第一个可以进这个。可以敬虔的生活，在第二节。
Verse 2 it says that we may live a quiet and peaceful life.
第二个可以平安度日。
Secondly, we can be in peace.
平安度日。
In all godliness and reverence.
第三个蒙神悦纳。
Third is that we'll be acceptable in
God. 教会的
God.
这个圣工里面，第一个要有祷告的侍奉。
So.First of all, we need to have a servitude of prayer.
教会里面就容易有神的神迹作为啊。
Then it'll be easy to see miracles happening within the church.
连祷告都省掉了，你看这个教会怎么发展呢、啊、
？If we don't even bother with prayer, then how can we expand the work of God?
耶稣基督是神全能的主。
Jesus Christ is the Almighty God.
他都天未亮就出去祷告。
Yet even he wake up early in the morning just to pray.
到山上祷告。
He went to the mountains.
到旷野祷告。
To the wilderness.
他是神呢，都这么重视祷告的生活。
He's already God, but yet he still emphasizes so much.
我们是什么
？And who are we compared to?
你还减少那个免去了祷告，你算什么东西嘛
？How can we dare to pray less than he did?
我们是神吗
？Are we God?
我们有一天会离开这世界。
Do we have the ability to just?
那教会的发展侍奉最重要就是祷告的侍奉。
So the most important servitude to grow the church is to pray.
一个教会能不能有好的见证发展，很容易让人家察觉，就是这个教会有没有祷告的侍奉。
An easy way to measure whether there will be good amount of results in our holy work is by prayer.
我曾经负担过这个西台中教会啊。
I once ministered at the West Taichung Church.
西台中 West Taichung Church. 他的信徒数有五六百个。
There are about 600 members, 500 to 600.
自从蔡提摩太长老过世以后，就没有人带领那个早祷会。
Ever since Elder Timothy Tsai passed away, there were no people to lead the morning prayers.
结果一停就二十几年，教会没有早祷会。
Once he passed away, this morning prayer session.
原因是说大家都忙啊，工作赚钱在都市怎么样？全世界都忙一样的，真的。
The excuse given is that everybody was very busy working.
那要去玩去参加宴席，你都可以去，为什么祷告你就不能祷告呢？
If you're willing to go out and enjoy yourself, then why can't you?
你再忙，你要花一些钱去出国旅游，你都愿意做，为什么祷告就不能祷告呢
？If you're willing to spend money to enjoy yourself, why won't?
这个是很奇怪的现象。
This is a weird phenomenon.
你要怎么发展教会的事啊
？How can you expand the work of God?
祷告的侍奉都不见得怎么发展呢、啊、
？If you're not even praying, then how can you serve?
有祷告就多等能力嘛。
The more you pray, the more strength you
have. 没有祷告就没有能力，没有神的作为嘛。
You do not pray, you have no strength to work.
管你在外面做什么 CEO, 什么大企业家，没有祷告就是没有神的作为嘛。
Regardless of your social status, if you do not pray, you are nothing before God.
这是很确实的事情啊。
This is the reality.
这个观念我们不能因为现代的社会忙碌、高科技怎样，然后我们就少了祷告的时候。千万不能有这种想法。
We cannot modify a twist just because we're busier today.
所以在那个时候，小弟在植物会建立，我们有一个祷告会的时间。
So I made a proposal to the church council saying that we must have morning prayers.
我在植物会提出啊，有一个负责人笑我。
When I made this proposal, a council member laughed at me.
他说：“田传道。”以前有一个传道也跟你一样要提出，结果到后来祷告剩下他一个人在会堂祷告。
And this council member said there was a pastor that proposed the same thing, and at the end it was only him praying.
他讲完还在当场的会议还讲嘿嘿嘿嘿，就很得意。
And he said this in the mocking attitude.
我心里很难过。
And I was very hurt.
植物会怎么会有人这样讲话
？Now there's somebody in the church council that says
this thing. 这种不配在植物会里面担任的。
People who say these things are not worthy to be council members.
后来我就说，我替那位传道，我很敬佩他，但是我觉得他很可怜。
And I said, well, then I have great respect for that pastor, and I feel sorry for him.
他想做，但是教会没有共识。
That he wanted to do this, but the church did not back him up.
你在家里会认真祷告啊，这个很少人会这样做到的。
That if you have a good prayer life, you want to do this.
结果在那次的执会开会，后来我提出一些说法，大家就通过事办。
And after discussing further, the church council passed this proposal.
感谢主，透过访问了，就跟信徒沟通。
Do visitations, communications with fellow brothers and sisters.
后来每天早上就开始实施。
We began this trial period of morning prayers.
刚开始十几个。
At the beginning, people who showed up were in the teens.
过了两个礼拜，我看每一位执会的成员、长老、执事啊、退休传道啊、负责人都参加了。
After 2 weeks, I saw that all the council members and other church ministers joined in as well.
哎呀，大家越参加越感动。
The more people attended, the more moved they became.
早早会完再去上班，或者是给孩子再送孩子去学校啊。
That the members will pray first before going about their daily routine.
过了一个月
，a month later，
曾经有过早早会七八十个人来参加。
Morning prayer membership swelled to about 70s and 80s.
就在这个时候，神开始工作啊。
And that's when the work of God began. The church.
有一个早安晨跑的人啊。他经过教会前面。
There was a morning jogger who passed by the church.
我们的会堂在二楼。
The chapel was located on the second floor.
我们在二楼祷告，外面是听不到的。
If we pray on the second floor, people outside cannot hear.
但是这个太太经过教会前面早安晨跑，哎，神开她的眼睛，听到我们里面在祷告。
But as this woman jogged by our church, God opened her ears and she heard our prayers.
她觉得你起步这么早, 为什么有人祷告, 太感动了。
And she wondered, why are there so many people praying so early in the morning? And she was moved by that.
就这样子哦, 她就走走走, 自己走到一楼, 看在二楼祷告, 她就上去了。
And so she went to the church and went to the chapel.
然后跟着我们祷告了。
And she knelt down to pray with us.
我要起来按铃的时候一看, 诶, 我不认识那个人呢。
When I got to ring the bell, I saw the stranger that I did not recognize. And so I walked over to her.
我一听, 诶,
and realized that she did not know how to pray. So after the prayer,
特别介绍以后,
I invited her to the third floor for a chat.
我说,
and I asked her, what brought you here?
她说早安晨跑, 诶, 听到你们在祷告, 太感动, 什么时代这么忙碌, 还有人就叫祷告这么早。
And she said to me, why is it such a busy society that there's so many of you who are willing to pray early in the morning?
我请福音组的同工也上来三楼, 一起喝茶。
And the ministry team was with me, and they heard us as well.
我们才谈不到五分钟。
And after discussing for 5 minutes,
她就要求我现在可以跟你们一起祷告吗?
She asked me, can I pray with you?
我说当然好啊。
I said, of course.
后来就告诉她简单怎么祷告方法。
And I instructed her on how to pray.
然后我们就站着祷告。
And then so we pray standing up.
我心里想既然她来了我们也按手祝福她嘛。
And I thought, well, she came here, so why not lay our hands on her and bless her?
所以就奉主的名按手在她头上。
So we lay our hands on her in the name of Jesus Christ.
一按了不到十秒她得到宝贵的圣灵，哦，感动了流泪。
And not 10 seconds later, she received the Holy Spirit and was greatly moved.
太奇妙了。
And this is truly miraculous.
有时候我们祷告很久都不容易有一个。
Many times we pray for a long time, yet nobody received the Holy Spirit.
祷告完了, 他说, 哎, 我可以常常参加你们聚会吗? 当然可以啊。
After the prayer, she asked, can I come back to join you guys for service? And
他不但有这样的体验来,
it's not just her.
他又带慕道者陆陆续续带很多人进来。
She brought a lot of truth-seeking friends over.
啊, 她后来接受赦罪的洗礼。
She herself became baptized.
你看看, 就祷告我们有做什么吗?
All we did was pray.
太奇妙了。
This is really miraculous.
为什么神的方法我们不用?
Why do we not use the method that God gave us?
教会里面怎么没有祷告的侍奉呢?
Why do we not serve through prayer?
那坐下来在谈什么?
Why are we just sitting there discussing?
平常做什么?
What do we do in our daily lives?
你就这么满足了吗? 你的世界, 神的国度就这样了吗?
Are we satisfied with our own kingdoms?
这里讲得很好。
This is
使徒行传几乎都是透过祷告, 圣灵在运行做的发展教会兴旺啊。
Because we can see that the holy work in the book of Acts was pushed forward by prayer alone.
我们今天要做神的工作。
What is our work today?
不管你在落后的国家, 你也是祷告。
Doesn't matter how wealthy you are of a setting,
你在文明的国家,
you pray.
也是祷告。
You live in a wealthy area, you pray.
你在山上也是祷告。
You pray when you live in the mountains.
你在海边也是祷告。
You pray when you live by the sea.
这个教会要发展, 一定要有祷告的侍奉。
You want a church to grow, you need to pray.
大家就可以看到神的作为啊。
Then everyone can see the work of God.
这个是神的国度不能少的一个侍奉。
This is a holy work that cannot be lacked.
第二个侍奉,
the second type of holy
work. 我们看那个第二章的四节到七节。
It's in chapter 2, verses 4 to 7.
这里是讲福音的侍奉。
Where it talks about serving the gospel.
我们只有一位神哦。
There's only one God.
在神跟人中间只有一位中保。
One mediator between God and man.
他道成肉身就是看到就耶稣基督。
Who is the man, Christ Jesus.
他舍自己做万人的赎价。
He was a ransom for all.
所以到时候更加显明他这个人类救主的工作。
So this showed the work that he had in saving mankind.
所以保罗奉差遣做传道、做使徒、做外邦人的师父，他很清楚他这个职分。
And Paul understood what he was appointed a preacher for.
福音中间的信息就是这几个部分嘛，它的内容简单讲就是这样。
And these verses summarize the content of the gospel.
所以福音的侍奉,
so the servitude of the gospel.
我们必须要很了解圣经神的话, 再来做, 才不容易偏离啊。
It involves us understanding what is in the Bible so that we do not stray from the truth.
有些人程度不错,
There's some people who are well learned.
在外面可能拿到很好的学历,
who have advanced degrees.
在社会可能有很好的成就,
who accomplish much in society.
但是对福音道理不是很清楚,
but yet remain unclear about the content of the gospel.
有些就容易走偏了,
as a result, they
他有热忱,
they fall astray because despite having zeal, they do not have the right direction.
他的内在跟外在没有办法平衡.
So they were not able to be balanced with balanced knowledge.
所以在服事神的侍奉上面就没有办法有一个很好的见证.
So they did not become good testimonies of the truth.
有时候被神同工反而是害了他.
And they, when they serve, they ended up being a detriment to others.
有一次他就骄傲, 自以为是.
And they saw they might become proud.
这个很可怕.
This is very scary.
所以保罗说啊, 我常常攻克己身,
so that's why Paul said I beat my body into submission.
免得传福音给别人,
so that when I preach the gospel, I will not disqualify myself.
其实我们也是在做福音侍奉, 也很注意自己, 不要流入到这种地步,
we must be watchful like Paul and do not fall into the kind of trap.
以利, 他太重视他的家庭,
Eli was too partial toward his family.
他的本分是在圣殿的祭司,
he was the priest at the temple.
结果神也生气,
yeah, he incurred God's wrath.
儿子, 所以后来家道中落,
God accused him of placing his sons above him and as a result terminated his family's priesthood.
所以福音的侍奉啊, 真的要 很清楚又很专心啊,
so we must be focused and careful in our servitude of the gospel.
那再来, 我们看那个第八节,
let's look at verse 8.
这里谈到, 我愿男人, 无愤怒, 无争论,
here Paul said, I desire that men pray, lift not holy hands without wrath or doubt. To lift their holy hands in prayer without doubting or wrath.
这个八节是讲弟兄的侍奉.
It talks about here the servitude of men, of brothers.
男人容易生气, 也容易争什么?
It is easier for men to experience wrath and doubting.
有时候举起拳头, 举起那个手是准备抗争或什么, 在当时也有啊,
and when they lift up their hands, it is to do evil or to strike others.
所以这里劝勉要举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
So Paul encouraged them to lift their holy hands in prayer.
很多时候在教会里面啊, 很多的争执, 大概男人比较多, 争地位, 争名字, 争什么, 争什么的,
look at the disputes for status within the church often occur by brothers.
姐妹也有, 但是比较少。
The sisters who might do similar things, but those are rare.
弟兄的侍奉啊,
this is why Paul emphasized this message for
这一点如果做好了,
if you do this, then you will do well in your servitude.
那九节到十五节,
then we look at verses 9 to 15.
这里是讲姐妹的侍奉,
talks about servitude of sisters.
那我想这个明天我们再讲, 要一点时间,
we can discuss this tomorrow because it'll take more time.
所以第二章里面, 谈到当时初期教会的侍奉基本有四种。
So there are four basic types of servitude in the church.
祷告的侍奉,
servitude to pray,
福音的侍奉,
servitude of
the gospel, 弟兄的侍奉,
the servitude of brothers and of sisters.
教会就这么发展了。
And this is how the church grows.
那我们现在的侍奉呢?
How about our servitude now?
很多种, 但是每一项都有做得很专吗?
There's so many kinds, but do we perform each of them faithfully?
看起来组织很堂皇, 但是都没有发挥功效。
The structure may seem advanced, but the results aren't there.
问题都出在人的部分。
And the problem lies within the
men. 有时候用错人了, 比那个错误的政策还来得很麻烦了。
That oftentimes more part, the human weaknesses are more problematic.
教会在安排施工用对人了, 那个圣工很活泼啊。
that if we choose the people with the right motives, the holy work can advance very well.
用错人啊, 真的很可惜啊。
If you choose the wrong people, the results can be pitiful.
所以我们自己要了解啊。
So we need to come to understanding that we are all the works of God. We are being used by God. And we need to fan this flame of zeal and see how our servitude can benefit the church. We cannot become a stumbling block or obstacle. We need to examine ourselves daily. How am I doing?
在神的教会啊，尤其活着的一天，真的要注意哦。We
need to be especially watchful as we serve.
我想晚上就讲到这边。I'll
conclude here.
哎，我们最后就时间的关系，我们就一起做祷告了哈。Time
is short, so let's all pray together.
那还要到前面吗？好，那我们。